Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. Hawaii County Building Division launches BLG Permit Info Hub for streamlined access. The Hawaii County Building Division has published reports and resources on its permitting process through a dedicated online hub. Real estate professionals in HI can now more efficiently navigate building permit timelines and requirements, reducing transaction delays and improving client service. Bookmark the BLG Permit Info page to stay current on Hawaii County's permitting process. hawaii-county-publicworks.hawaiicountygov.arcgis.com/pages-blgpermit-info. Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. HI Bureau of Conveyances offers public access to pre-1976 property records. The Bureau of Conveyances provides in-person research access to documents recorded before 1976 at its public reference room in Honolulu. Real estate professionals conducting title research on older HI properties may need to visit this physical archive for records not available digitally. Plan a visit to the public reference room at 1151 Punchbowl Set, room number 123, weekdays for pre-1976 document research. dlnr.hawaii.gov/bo/general-public/. Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. Honolulu Building Permit Tech Upgrades Promise Faster Turnaround for HI Real Estate. New digital tools are being introduced to give permit applicants quicker feedback on their building plans. Faster permit processing in Honolulu directly impacts deal timelines and project costs for HI real estate professionals and their clients. Advise clients on realistic permit timelines and monitor the rollout at civilbeat.org. Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. Netter Online launches Hawaii County Public Records Portal for HI Property Research. Netter Online provides a centralized portal to search Hawaii County public records, including property tax and assessor information. Real estate professionals in HI can streamline due diligence and property valuation by accessing official Hawaii County records through a single search interface. Bookmark this resource for quick access to Hawaii County property tax and assessor data during transactions. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some HI jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price, plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study: is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.